Over the past two decades, I think it's fair to say that Fox News has become one of the most powerful media outlets on this earth. Not only does it dominate the cable news market in America, it's the president of the United States' favourite TV channel, of course, there is little doubt that Fox News now influences government policy. In fact, as recently as last week, one of its hosts, Tucker Carlson, was reportedly one of the key voices urging Donald Trump not to attack Iran. The man who built the network to what it is today was Roger Ailes, a former Republican strategist who's now the subject of a new drama on Stan, which stars Russell Crowe in his first major TV role.
Television is the most powerful force in the world. We're going to give them a vision of the world the way it really is. And the way they want it to be.
If we can do that, then they will never change the channel.
People don't want to be informed. They want to feel informed.
Scary, isn't it, given the vision of the world? It's called The Loudest Voice. Our TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, has had a look. Michael, hello there.
Hi, Fran. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Traffic, you know, it's wet.
Sick kid.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I hope they're okay. The Loudest Voice, how does this approach the story of Roger Ailes? Is it really the story of Roger Ailes? Is it the story of this network that wants to really give people the vision of the world that they want?
It's very much the story of Roger Ailes, although it's not his life story. It begins with him basically leaving GE, where he was working as a producer there. And he was sort of sacked by Jack Welch. And it sort of is the motivation for him to move to Fox and Rupert Murdoch. And long story short, he was given a non-compete that didn't include new news entities. It included all the old ones. So Fox News was a startup, of course, by Rupert Murdoch. And it does follow the path of Fox News, but very much through Roger Ailes and Crowe. So Crowe is so central to this series.
So Crowe is Ailes.
Yes. And he's done a six-hour prosthetic job. He looks the part. He's back to his sort of what should have been his Oscar-winning performance in The Insider. He's just inhabits this role. And it's a terrific performance in a really interesting character, because initially it's sort of sympathetic to him in the first episode.
The vision was great.
And it does emphasize the vision of Fox News, which I think so many people miss. It wasn't necessarily Rupert Murdoch's conservative plaything. It was fitting a market. And Ailes' genius was saying all the other media, CNN and MSNBC and everyone else, sort of is a soft liberal, or they do have a left-leaning bias, if you want to call it bias. And half of America is not served by the media. So we do a service for that half. And sure enough, it's become a cash cow for News Corp ever since.
Sure enough, what a business model it proved to be.
Yeah, so it's
a political powerhouse.
Yeah, and so the political stuff comes in pretty early. The second episode, so it does jump a bit. The second episode begins at 9/11, and then you get the politics coming into the sort of the symbiotic relationship between Fox and the government.
Right.
It's fascinating.
There's Russell Crowe's there. Naomi Watts is there too. These two appearing on TV for the first time since Brides of Christ in 1991.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it?
Why are they back on TV? They're generally big movie stars, these two now.
Well, these are great. Well, this is a seven-part series, so I think everyone's got onto the whole idea that TV is like the novel. So you can really explore stuff. And you see it in Crowe's character. Like, if this was a movie, it would just be too quick. And you see already in the first three episodes that his character develops. And you don't even see Naomi Watts in the first two episodes. So they're just big, meaty roles. There's quite a big budget behind this. The irony being those two Australians play foreigners, whereas Rupert Murdoch's played by an Englishman, so is Lachlan Murdoch's played by an American. But there is a little-known Aussie, Jamie Jackson, who's quite good as Ian Ray, the producer who knocked heads with Ailes early on.
Okay. This week, too, on TV, a big production on the ABC about the Torres Strait Islands, Blue Water Empire.
Yeah, this is really good. And it's by the Tiwi Islander, Aaron Faso, who's been acting for a long time. He's a good bloke, and Bunya Productions, who did Mystery Road. And it explores and explains a part of Australia that, to our shame, I think, we don't know anything about.
Torres Strait Islands.
Yeah, I was sort of, everything in there was new to me, other than its geographic location. But even the fact that there's about 270 islands. I didn't know there was that many. So it's done really well. It's a dramatical documentary. So there's bits of drama with actors and stuff recreating moments while there's a lot of archival footage. And they do a wonderful thing with the mapping. The mapping of the Torres Strait is really quite awesome the way they do it. And so you get a sense of where they are between us and New Guinea.
Sounds great. And a quick flick through the guide for the week. What do you recommend?
Every Family Has a Secret, another sort of genealogy show on SBS, begins tonight. Inarguably, I think the best Australian comedy regularly on TV, Mad as Hell, returns tomorrow night on the ABC at 8:30. And remember Torval and Dean?
Sure do.
There's a British telly movie about them on BBC First on Saturday night that fans of the ice dancing will love.
I'm going to love that, I can tell you. And Michaela is back. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV correspondent here on RM Breakfast.